Hi there. The word for you today is a seamless robe. In John 19, verse 23, the New Living Translation, we read, "His robe was seamless, woven in one piece from the top." You know, the Bible doesn't say much about what Jesus wore, with a notable exception. John tells us that at Calvary, they took his robe. It was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. It was traditional for Jewish mothers to make these garments as gifts for their sons who were leaving home. So, while we don't know if Mary actually made Jesus' robe, it was likely a cherished possession. It's also significant because throughout the Bible, clothes symbolize behavior and character. Peter writes in 1 Peter 5, verse 5, about being clothed with humility. Paul writes in Galatians 3, 27, about putting on Christ-likeness like new clothes. And David tells us in Psalm 109, verse number 18, that evil people are clothed with cursing. Okay, well, like his robe, Jesus' character was seamless, integrated, and perfect. The words woven from the top down are very significant. They indicate that Jesus was always directed by the mind of God. In fact, he said in John 5 and 19, "The Son can do nothing, only what he sees the Father doing." But when Jesus was crucified, he set aside his seamless robe, changed place with us, and put on the robes of sin that had our name on them. That's right. He died like a common criminal for sins he didn't commit, so we could wear the garments of his righteousness, so that sinners like us coming to the cross could leave wearing, according to Isaiah 59:17, the coat of his love, and according to Isaiah 11, verse 5, the belt of goodness and truth, and according to Isaiah 61 and 10, the garments of salvation. Think, not only did Jesus prepare a place in heaven for us, he made sure we'd be properly dressed for the occasion. Isn't that wonderful?